The Gemara is going to be mefarish the first bove in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chamer yoytzei b'mardas b'zman shehi k'shura boy. A chamer is permitted to go out with a mardas. A mardas is a pack saddle, and the mardas covers most of the chamer and is mechamem the chamer. B'zman shehi k'shura boy. Only when the mardas is tied to the chamer, then there's a heter for the chamer to go out. Zok the Gemara. Omar Shmuel v'hu shekshura loy me'erev Shabbos. The chamer is only permitted to go out with this mardas in Shabbos if it was wearing this mardas from erev Shabbos. Now, what kind of halacha is this? So let us see Taisvus. V'hu shekshura loy me'erev Shabbos. Rashi Pirish Lekamon, the Bekshura Me'erev Shabbos, if he had put on this Mardas on the Chamer Erev Shabbos, Havi Malbish HaChamer, then it becomes a Malbish. So if it is a Malbish, so it's not a Matsui, so the Chamer is allowed to wear it on Shabbos, there's no problem with Laman Yanuach, it's wearing a Malbish. Avo be'eino k'shura me'erev Shabbos. But if the chamer, he did not put on the chamer this mardas erev Shabbos, he wants to put it on in Shabbos, have a masri, then it is a masri. And let us just make this interesting. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that it is a masri d'oraisa. Samayra d'ka haloche, which is very, very difficult to understand. If he had put on the mardas erev Shabbos, it's a malbush. If he put on the mardas in Shabbos, it's a malbush. We'll come back to Rashi, but let's go a little further. And this is Poshet Amasi D'Yeraisa. Ba'oid Yesh L'Forish, this is Rashi's Bia. Now Taisvah says, Biurim, which are more easy to understand. The Ba'ena Kshura Me Erev Shabbos, if it wasn't Kosher Me Erev Shabbos, Merzi Kimiskaven Lohitzoes HaMardas. Then it looks like he wants to take out the Mardas. Ahot the Chamoyer Nishten Zinin, he has Kavone to take out the Mardas. And let's explain Taisvus first. We're going to see in the Sugya, a Chamoyer is a very cold animal. It's krire afilu betkufes tamas. It's a very cold animal. Now, there's a meiridike kashe on this balabos. Erev Shabbos, one would see the chamer, she's shivering away. I didn't put any mardas. He's very cold-blooded. To geitam nishton, ehot nishta chamer in zinit. People saw the chamer walking out Erev Shabbos, kol nisht. So, kekumin Shabbos, kovid Shabbos, the chamer geit arois mit the mardas. Is Khan Shayel Aben, what happened all of a sudden? So you can't say, oh, Zicha, Fashteit, Zichas Lachmonis af the Chamoyer, Zakal the Chamoyer, so he's putting the Mardas on to warm up the Chamoyer. All of a sudden he got a good heart in Shabbos, what happened there of Shabbos? So Memele, so people start thinking differently. So Pshat is, the Chamoyer hot er imbo, the Chamoyer is kalt, was keitemo. No, Pshat is, Shabbos, he hears Epesan Inyan, he needs the Mardas, wherever the chamer is going, he needs the mardas to be there. So memele, that's pshat in the mardas. That is pshat in the first mahalach in Taisus. The ba'ena kshura me'erev Shabbos, merzi, it looks like him is kaven lohitzos amardas. It does not look like that he wants to be malbish in mechamen the chamer, and the raya is, erev Shabbos teichiyach. V'harav peiris pirish, the merzi, a different merzi. Ke'ilu miskaven lohilech abaheime lemokim rochik. That means he's putting on this is a pack saddle. Again, he's preparing the behema, or he's going to be meilech the behema to go amokim rochik. This is a business venture, because it is not the chamoyer. If it would be for the purpose of warming the chamoyer, that is the only heter, what happened Erev Shabbos? So the gzeiris of Taisvus we can understand. But in Rashi, it gets more difficult. Rashi says over here that it becomes a masoi min ha-teire. So where, so Rav Moshe Zecheinu Levroche in the Ha'oris asks, where do you see such a thing that in order to get a Shem Malbish, you need hachone, you have to be making it. If you put it on Erev Shabbos, it has a teiret Malbish. If you didn't put it on Erev Shabbos, so it has a teiret masoi. So he's metzadet to say Pshat and Rashi as follows. He says, even though between you and me, the chamor needs the mardas. The chamor is very cold, and the mardas warms the chamor. But he says there's a tremendous difference in malbushim between an animal, malbushei odom and malbushei behemoth. Malbushei Odom is a person goes out with Levushim, he makes Levushim, he goes out with Levushim. So that's not called Haitzor, that's called his Malbush. Malbush, the Derech Malbush is not called Derech Haitzor. But he says, Be'emesn, a Beheime paspechlaunish azazach via Malbush. Why? Because a Beheime itself was born and created without Malbushim. A behemoth is different than a person. A behemoth, the whole, the behemoth is mekaltegam salem. That's the life of the chamer. It's not, there's no such musig of a malbush by an animal since they were, without a bailim, there's no malbush. So the teiris malbush that it gets is totally in the anhoge that the bailim has with this animal. That means, if he's considerate for this animal, and he's a doyig on the feelings of this animal, so this becomes a malbush. He says, this animal that has a concerned owner, and wants to be mechamim, the animal, so this becomes a teiris malbush of the animal. But the only teiris malbush is because it has an odon who is concerned about the hergeshim of the animal, so it becomes a malbush of us. Masha einkein, if you have an odon that erev Shabbos he wasn't doyik, so it comes out like this: when it's 50 degrees outside, the odon, and you can see her shivering away, the odon doesn't bat an eyelash. So you see, by 50 degrees, segatim gonish, so she doesn't have a malbush by 50 degrees. When it's snowing and 30 degrees outside, it's unlike in a maldas. But by 50 degrees, she doesn't possess a malbush. So memele, Shabbos, it's also 50 degrees. We're not speaking about that it snowed on Shabbos. Shabbos, it also was 50 degrees. And in Shabbos, he goes and puts on a maldas on the chamer Shabbos. So since we see that he, als Odin, is not malbush the behemoth by 50 degrees, so Taki doesn't get a teiris malbush. Because the whole musig of a malbush by a behemoth is dependent on the consideration of its Odin. And if Erev Shabbos he didn't put it on, and it was the same weather, so Shabbos it doesn't get a teiris malbush, so it's called a masi. That's how he wants to explain Shitas Rashi. So Omar Shmuel Bohu Shekshura Loi Me'erev Shabbos. It was kosher Me'erev Shabbos. That he says, that is the Rabbanan already. That means if Erev Shabbos was 70 degrees and Shabbos was 50 degrees above, Chazal said already, since it's very olu that Erev Shabbos and Shabbos should be the same weather, so Chazal said already, it's only mutter to go out Shabbos, if Erev Shabbos, it was also wearing this mardas. Bushek shura loy me Erev Shabbos. Then it has a teiris malbush, and according to Tosfos, there's no mokim of marisayin, there's no merzi, then it's permitted to go out on Shabbos. Omar Rav Nachman, masnisa nami deik. It is not only a member of Shmuel, the Yeridaik, the Mishnah, you'll see that Taker has to be kshura me Erev Shabbos. Diktoni. We learned further, Eina chamer yoitze b'mardas b'zman she'eino kshur aloi. When it's not kosher, a chamer is not permitted to go out with a mardas. Heichidom. Ilema she'eino k'shura loy klau, that it's b'chlau not tied to the chamer. Pshitas, you don't need a mishnah to tell me that it's not permitted to go out with a loose mardas. Dilmenof lalei v'asuye, v'osi la'asuye. If it's a loose mardas, now mardas is an expensive article. So pashteitzach, if it's going to go out and it'll fall off, he'll zicha come to carry it. So memela, you don't need the mishnah to tell me that einok shuraloi. If einok shuraloi means it's bachlau not kosher, that it's also for the animal to go out with it. It's zicha pasta gzeira. Elolav sheh. So what is the mishnah telling us an issa? The mishnah wants to be mechadish. If it wasn't kosher, may erev Shabbos. That's what the mishnah is telling us, that you're not allowed to go out, the behemoth is not allowed to go out with a madas, if she'ena k'shura lo me yerev Shabbos. So michlal dereisha, now our mishnah, that says that a chamer is only allowed to go out with madas bizman shehi k'shura, so that is speaking about k'shura lo me yerev Shabbos. Shma mino, tanya nami hochi, chamer yoitzi b'mardas, Bizman Shekshuraloi me Erev Shabbos, enough in the Baraisa, that is only permitted to go out with a madas if it's kosher from Erev Shabbos. The loiba oikev, afalpi Shekshuraloi me Erev Shabbos. But an oikev, the chamer is not permitted to go out. Now to appreciate the difference between an oikev and a mardas, is the Mishnah Berurah brings down is an oikif godel. And that, it seems, spreads over the whole back of the chamoyer, and that is really mechamim the chamoyer. So this is considered a masri. This is not considered a masri, this is considered a malbish. V'loi ba'oikif, afafi shekshur loy me'erev Shabbos, because an oikif is a small saddle, and oikif is only mechamim, a small chelik, of the chamer. So memela, that doesn't have a teiris malbush. Since it does not offer complete chimum, only partial chimum, that's not a malbush. That is the svar of the Tanakhame. V'loi ba'oikev, afopi shekshur loy me'erev Shabbos. So it is also alts masui. Abishimim ben Gamliel oimer, af ba'oikev, bizman shekshur loy me'erev Shabbos. And oikev that is kosher me'erev Shabbos is also mutter, because Rav Shimon Gamliel holds a miktsas chimum is also, it will also give it a teiris malbish. So memela, so since it accomplishes something, so memela it gets a teiris malbish. Ubilvad, but Rav Shimon Gamliel says there's one tnai. You can only wear this oikev on Shabbos, shloyiv shaloi ritzue, tacha, ubilvad shloyiv shaloi masrichin, ובלבד שלויף שלוי רצוע תחס זנובוי. Now let us see what this is. זוגת רשי, מסניסן נמי דייקה לקמון בהי פירקה. אף באויקה, what the svar of Rav Shimon Gamliel, דאיהו נמי מהני לחמום. It also accomplishes some type of chimum, so ממילא, so it receives a teres malbush. ובלבד שלוי יקשר לוי מסריכם. So מסריכם is a breast strap that the front of the oikev ties around the breast to ensure that the oikev should not slide back. Now, if this breast, we'll see in a minute what the purpose of this breast strap was. The purpose was, Rashi says later, when it went up a hill and it was carrying a masui, so the masui together with the oikev, since it's on a big slant, it's on an incline, so lamaise, the oikev and the masi would slide down. So therefore they had this breast strap on it. So memele, so that was the purpose. Although if he'll put it on Shabbos, the merzi kemisha roitze latinoi masui. If he'll tie the straps on Shabbos, so there you, als warming up the chamoyer that the oikev does. The whole purpose of the straps are to protect the masri, it shouldn't slide down. So memeli should make sure that he shouldn't be kosher the masrichim. Shloyik shaloy masrichim. I don't know exactly if the masrichim were a chelik of the oikev or they were separate there were separate straps. If there were separate straps, it's Golgot, so you shouldn't put on these straps because there's no Al-Chimum, there's no Tzayre. But it would seem it's attached to the Oikev Mistome, because if it's new straps, I don't know if it's Merzi, what right does he have Bechlal to put on these straps? Saka Masri. So Mistome, these straps were attached to the Oikev. And like this, there's no Masri, like if a person has a jacket, and there's a hood attached to the jacket, so he can walk around with the jacket with the hood off his head. Because since this is part of the Malbush, so Memela becomes bottle to the Malbush. Or as the Rambam says, a person can wear a beged of tzitzis at night, even though there's no chiyuv of tzitzis. It's them mitachsisei a beged. The beged comes with tzitzis. Even though now I don't need it, it's part of the beged. So mistava is, these ritzuis were attached to the yoikif. It's part of the yoikif. So Memela, it's not called a masoy. If the etzem, it's part of the oikif. And if the oikif is bachamim, so Mistam becomes bottle to the oikif. But if he's going to tie them, then it's merzi, kimisha, roitza, latinai, masoy. So that he shouldn't do. This was a strap in the front. And there was, and there's ritzua, tachas, novoy, shenaisnim, sham, the other way around, when it was going down, so Memela, in order to hold the oikif and the masi, that it shouldn't slide down on the head of the chamoyer, but the whole purposes of the kshira, of these ritzuas, was to ensure the masi and the oikif, so Memela, this he shouldn't do Shabbos, because he have a merzi of kemisha roitza latino imas. Zok toisves, ilaymo she'eino kshura loy klal, pshite. So the Gemara is machiach from the Sefer. Why does the Sefer have to tell us that eino kshura, what is the eino kshura of the Sefer? Eino kshura loy klal, you don't need the Sefer, so it means eino kshura loy me'erev Shabbat. Why do you have to game it up as a lomdus to prove it? The mireisha shaminelo. The whole save is miyuta. Diktoni bizman shi kshure. The Mishnah says it's only permitted when it's kshure. Ha'eino kshure loi. So that it has to be kshure, I know from the reisha. So what is the sefer telling us that eino kshure loi? So, kor, the sefer wants to be marbe, eino kshure me'erev Shabbos. So Taisa says, no, that is no cheshbin whatsoever. The derech mishnayis came, that the mishnah is repetitious. Mesechtes avodah zarah, eilu dvorim asurim b'achila. Kvoshim shedarkom loseis l'soichon yayin. Ubeseifa ktoni ve'eilu mutorim b'achila. Ukvoshim shein darkom loseis l'soichon yayin. Beperik eilu treifes ktoni eilu ksheiris. Aval gavdiki menayde shamina miresh. So that's why the Gemara had to prove als yito. That means it's understandable, it has to be kosher. So what is he telling us that ein kshura leiteitze? Al kocha means to say ein kshura afilu me erev Shabbos. Ve'im taima, so Taisa says, why do you have to bring the sefer and prove it from the sefer? V'nifshet miresh. The same cheshbin we can prove from the reisha. The bikshura me'erev Shabbos ayri, that alkocher it's kshur me'erev Shabbos. Mide'itz derech lemisni, the Mishnah tells us, bizman shei kshure, that can only go out, only when it was kosher to the chamoel. So let's also make the same cheshbin. The belav hochi havi yedi in the ayri bikshura. I wouldn't say in the Mishnah, I also know that it has to be kshura. Di ba'ein a kshura, pshita, if it's not kosher, so it's poshit, it's osa. Dulma osi lasuye, the osa. Dulma nafal of osi lasuye, ki dekama hoche, ilay. Elo vadai, bizman she kshura, mi erev Shabbos koma. So this whole cheshbin that the Gemara figured out from the Sefer, you can figure out from the Reisha. Ve'eshloime de mi Reisha loisif shayt. From the Reisha, you can't be poshet anything. The Adarab. The Reisha is telling us a heter. The Adarab, I could be medayk from the Reisha, have a mina de lohochi toni bizman shehi kshura. A heter, that when it is kshura, it is permitted to go out. Lashmi'inan dafilu kshura b'shabes. The Fakir, the Mishnah is telling us as long as it is kshura. The Reish is telling us at Teirim. So Fakir, from the Mishnah, I could say that the Mishnah is telling us, the Heter of the Mishnah is telling us, as long as it is kshura, it is muta. The Eloi ton alei hava mina dafke b'kshura loy me'erev Shabbos. Avo b'kshura mi'shabbos loy. So I wouldn't know this Heter. Kamash malon Fakir. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us a heter that any kshure, afila kshure, mi Shabbos is also sufficient. Lochi daik mi seife. The seife is telling us isurim. Isurim for Shabbos, you don't need a seife. So kochach, the iser of the seife is coming to tell us that afila was ain kshure, mi erev Shabbos, it is also awesome. Boi minei Rav Asi bar Nosson merapriye bar Rav Ashi. Mahu litain mardas al gabi chamer b'shabes. Let us see Rashi. Mahu litain mardas v'loi lotzeis l'shus harabim. Now we just learned the whole sugya that it only gets a teiris malbush only if it was put on Erev Shabbos. But the Gemara clears a different shaila, ma litain mardas, v'loi lotzeis l'shus harabim, elo b'chotzer, to go out in the chotzer, and why is he doing it? Mipnei hatzine. Because the behemoth is cold, there's no shaila of etzo, he wants to put on a mardas in Shabbos. Now, kan shoyel aben, so what is the shaila? What could be wrong? So I would just like, just in order to get one mahalach of the sugya, then we'll see Rashi does not learn like this in Gansen. Let us just see Taisvis Mahulitain, but not the whole Taisvis, because Taisvis takes the Gemara later into consideration. Let us just start by the end of Taisvis, just to get Bissala Mahalach in the sugya. Elonire l'ri de taima mishum tilche de Shabbos. The shaila of the Gemara is altstirche. That means, is one permitted to be matriach himself in Shabbos because his chamer is cold? Is one permitted to do it? I mean, Shabbos is nishkein afkeres. There are certain things that are permitted and there are certain things which are also altstirche. So that is the shaila of the Gemara. The shaila of the Gemara is a tirche. There is a tirch involved, putting on the mardas on the chamer. Mitzad acher, there's a chesed that's involved, tzar bal chayim, tzedos, some amele. So what is the din? That was the shaila. So, boy minei Rav Asi, now let's go to the Gemara. Boy minei Rav Asi bar Nosson merapchiye bar Rav Asi. Mahu litain mardas al gabi chamer b'shabes. Are you permitted to put a mardas al gabi chamer b'shabes? He says, what they matter, this tirche, yes or no? Om alei muta. So, rapchiye bar Rav Asi told them it's muta. So what is pshat? I said, there were matter at tirche letzairech behem. Finished. Omalei, saravasi bar nosen estem, bichima bein ze la oikev. The halacha is, if the behemah walked in, and there's an oikev on its back, and the behemah is all heated up, and now it would be a chesed for the behemoth to take off the oikif, in order that it shouldn't be so sweated up. It should cool off a little bit. And the halach is, you're not allowed to take off the oikif, even though it doesn't involve so much tirche as the tirche of putting on a mardas. So he asked him, how could you be matter with such greater places to put on a mardas? On Shabbos, and you're not chayshish of the Isser Tilche, what is the tip? You're not allowed to take off the oikif. The behemoth walks in, sweated up with an oikif. You're not allowed to take off the oikif. Ishtik, he didn't answer him. So Rav Asi Bar Nosson was under the opinion, why didn't he answer him? Because he held an oikev is also mutter. It seems that's how Rav Asi Bar Nosson understood. He understood that he holds an oikev is also mutter. He says, listen, you're not answering me, I'll show you an oikev is also. Ich frag doch zum Sach. Eisvei, oikev shall gabi chamoyer. The oikev that is al gabi chamoyer, lo yitaltalenu biyoda. He's not permitted to take it off. Elo meilicha o meivio bechotzer. He makes the chamoyer, he's meilicha meivio the chamoyer and the chotzer, wo hu neifel meilo. That means, he does pulis till the oikev will fall off, but he won't do it himself. Zol de chamil zich drein a cup, and the chamil will shake it off, but he won't do it himself. So we see that they were not mater atirche letzoyrech the tzahar from the chamil. And this is a greater tirche to put on a mordas. Hashte. Little amrit loy. If the Baraisa says that one is not permitted to take off amar aike lahaniach mi boy, how could you be permitted to put on? How will you matter? Amar le Rab Zeire, it seems Rab Chiya Bar Ravashi still didn't answer him. Amar le Rab Zeire, shavkei sheper nish frag nish kein kashes. His Rebbe was Mata. Who's the Rebbe? The Omar Rab Chiya Bar Rashi, Omar Rab. Rab Chiya Bar Rashi said, B'shem Rab, Toilin Traskel Lebehema B'Shabbos. A person is permitted to put on a Traskel Lebehema B'Shabbos. Now, a Traskel is a food basket that is also involves Tirche. And one is permitted to put this on B'Shabbos. And we have to understand what is he accomplishing by putting on this basket on the mouth of the Chamoyer. It's a Tirche. The only thing he's accomplishing is giving the Chamoyer Einik Shabbos. What's the Einik Shabbos? Because like this, the Chamoyer has to bend down to eat. Like this is Mamish... Mamish don't have to do anything. So he's giving his chamoyer einik Shabbos. But what is the price of this einik Shabbos? He's matrich himself 15 minutes for the chamoyer. So if Rav said, lekovid einik Shabbos for the chamoyer, a yid is permitted to be matriach 15 minutes, so Mamela, according to Rav, you can zicha take off the oikev also. The oikev is not only tiny. The oikev is the behemoth sweated up. There's an amount of tzar over there. According to Rav, you can zicha take off the oikev. And the mardas, nebuch, the chamer is the chmamish, shivering away. The mardas is zicha muta. So you have a kasha from a baraisa, Rav tanu apole. Fair mensch at a rebbe. His rebbe was matter. His Rebbe was matter. You asked a shayla about Malbas. His Rebbe was matter Traskel. And Traskel is a tirche without tzar of the behemah. Only oinig of the behemah. And the Rebbe was matter. Savad givis Malbas is icha mutter. And Rav Tanu upol. That's the Gemara says. Omalei Rab Zeire. Shofkei kerabei svirelei. Erhaltach wie der Rebbe, der Oma Rav Chiya Bar Rashi, Oma Rav, Toilin, Traskel, Lebehema, Beshabes, Vekalvach Oima, Lemardas. So, as a Traskel is Mutter, Avada Gewiss. What's the Kalvach Oima? Oma, Hosom. Dimishum Tainik Shori. That there the Heter is Alt Tainik. The only purpose is there's no Tzar of the Behema. The Behema whole week bends down to you. Afalpikain mishum tainik, so Rav was matter to be matriach for the chamoyer. Hocha de mishum tzar, amar das, nebuch the chamoyer is shivering away, like kolshkein, avade givis, you're permitted to be matriach, to be matzel the chamoyer from tzar. Shmuel omar, and Shmuel disagrees with the breite heter of Rav, but Shmuel holds mardas, Mutter, Amadas is also Mutter. Traskel also. What is the lomdus of Shmuel? Eisa Shmuel held b'mokaim tzar. B'mokaim tzar, they were mater atirche for the behemoth. So memela mardas is mutter. Traskel is not b'mokaim tzar. Traskel is only alstainuk they has atirche. Also, Reb Chiya bar Yosef, omro lishmaite de Rav kame de Shmuel. He told over Rav's kula. Rav was mekel afila to put a traskel on a chamer in Shabbos. Oma lei, he says, ihochi oma abe, if abe is a loshen of a chavara, she says, if Rav said such a heta lo yodi b'mila de Shabbata v'loi klum, he was very vehement that that zicha, the zicha can be matter to put a traskel on a chamer. This is mamish atircha sholeila tzeirich Shabbos. Kisolik Rabzeire seemed was involved in this whole Indian. Ashkechela Rab Binyamin Bar Yefes, he went to Eretz Yisrael. The Yosef Kamalei Mishmei de Rab Yochanan Noisnin Mardas Al Gabi Chamer B'Shabbes. He says Rab Yochanan also was matter to put a Mardas Al Gabi Chamer. Omar Lei Yiyashe Oy Zokstu Gut. V'chein tirgeme aryeich bebovel. Reis in bovel, der Rabbonim am neuchet mater gemacht, Shmuel was mater. Aryeich, monoi, Shmuel. Fragt die Gemorre, wo Rav nami omre, right, he told her, Rabbi Yochanan, that Shmuel was mater, amardas. That's true, but Rav also said, he only has to bring a mater of Shmuel. Rav was also mater, amardas, wo Rav nami omre. No, so the Gemara says, now you have to understand the Maisa. El Shamei Davi Misayim Bei. When Rabbi Yomim Ben Yefes said over his Shtik Teire, he said as follows. Vein Toilin Traskel B'Shabes. He says, Rabbi Yochanan said, a Traskel is also because only a tiny. A Mardas is Mutter. So Memela, so he told them, ah, it's a good Shtik Teire. And Shmuel and Bovel said like that also. Yeah. About the kula alma mihis mardas muta. But we see now the Gemara gets back to this barais we had mentioned before. The kula alma mihis mardas muta. Frek the Gemara maishna mi oikev. What is the difference of oikev? By oikev, the barais said before the Gemara brought a barais that you one is not permitted to take off the oikev. Even though the behemoth has tzar, it's all sweated up, so it would appreciate you should take off the oikev that day also. So why is mardas muta? So the Gemara says, shani hosom the efsher the of the nofil memela. So it seems the Gemara in the first teretz is saying as follows. Zicher, they took the tzar of the behemoth into consideration. They took into consideration also the cheshbon of tirche. And they came to such a conclusion. If the only way you could be misalik the tzar is through tirche, so then they were mata tirche in Shabbos. But if there's an oifen that you could be misalik the tzar without tirche, then you use that oifen. So memele, so the Gemara is telling us that oikiv is goran andrezah. Since the moilech umevi, making the behemoth run around, when it comes in, till it'll shake off the mardas. So we're avoiding the tirche. So memele, so oikev is goran andere parsha. Oikev, we could be misalik the tzar. It'll take a little longer for the oikev to go off. The chamer would appreciate to take it off right now. She'll take it off in 10 minutes. Or fall off in 10 minutes. But al koponim, since it can be done without tzar, so memele, so then, without, since it can be done without tirche, so then they were not mater tirche. Ma she'en kein, mardas, here the behemoth is freezing away, and the only way the behemoth can warm up is by the bailam putting on the mardas. So there, Sairav and Shmuel hold that it is permitted to do a pu'ula that involves tirche in order to be matzel the chamer from tzav. So according to the first teretz of the Gemara, so be'etzim it comes out that this be'etzim is this could be that Rav is, then the Barais is no stirat to Rav. Oikiv is a unique din because there it's possible you can accomplish everything without tircha, then they weren't matel tircha. But if you can't accomplish it without tircha, then according to Rav, they feel a matter tainig without tircha. So that's the first teretz. Rav Papa omar, kam lechamemo, kam letzanemo. Rav Papa says, and this teretz is only according to Shmuel. Here you have to say Rav Tanu Apoli. Rav Papa omar, he says, it matters what the tzar is. Kam lechamemo. That means the mardas is, the purpose of the mardas is to warm up the chamayel. To kan letanino. The purpose of the netila sa'oikev is to cool off the chamayel. Lechamimo is lo tzaro. Chamimo, the chamayel is in tzaro. Letanino less lo tzaro. That means that even to cool it off, it doesn't have such a great tzaro. Because, good, now it's verschwitzt, and now it's gonna be freezing. So, memele, so since the tsar is not so great, this is a teretz according to Shmuel. Because Shmuel said, they were only matel tirche b'mokim tsar. So, memele, so amar das is mutter, that's the mokim tsar. The chamer is never freezing away. To take off the oikev, it's not such a great tsar, because it's, now it's hot, and now it's gonna get cold side by side. So it's only a minute tsar. A minute tsar, they ask it. But according to Rav, Rav holds that a filu letainig is mutter tirche. So memele, according to Rav, zicha, he would zicha be matter to take off the oikev in Shabbos also. So the second teretz is only a teretz according to Shmuel, according to Rav Papa, and then we have to say Rav Tanu Apoli. So Rav Papa makan lechamimo kan letanino, lechamimo is leitzaro, letanino less lo tzaro. She doesn't have al kaponim the tzar that she has from not wearing a mardas. V'hainu da omri inshi chamro. A chamro is very cold. A filu betkufas tamus. So memele, therefore, there's an inyan to put on a mardas. Now let us first see the Tosfos, and then we'll come to Rashi. Mahu litain hamardas al gabi chamer b'shabbos. So now Tosfos wants to figure out, what is the study hashayla? What is the shayla though? There's no shayla vaitzah. It's speaking about in the chotzer. So what could be the shayla? So Taisa says, "Ve'ein lesser mishum de'ein kli nitol elo ledover hanitol." We had learned as a svara von man de yoma that one is not permitted to be metaltal afilu a kli heter letzayre chadover mukze elo ledover hanitol. The behemoth shiva kedover hanitl. A behemoth is considered a dover hanitl. Given the yocher lemoishcha or leilicha b'chol mokaim. So memela, that we learned on Dafnun Beis Amadal. If a person is permitted to be moishich, an animal in Bereshus Harabim. So memela, so it's considered a dover hanitl. So that's it. It can't be the shayla. V'rav Nami v'rav Asi bar Nosen the boy imosa. Ein leforish mishum de merzi. Kereitze lahoylech habaheime lemokim rochay. We'll say that that's the issa putting on a filu in a chotza, which is avshebechadre chadorim. There's also an issa of marisayin. De merzi kereitze lahoylech habaheime lemokim rochay. If that would be the issa, dimkein heichi dayik, the man de shori traskel kolshkein mardas. Rav Zeira said that the makir of Rav Chiye Barav Ashi was from Rav, because Rav was matir to put on a trasko, which is a tainug, avadi givisit be matir a mardas. Now, if the iser of mardas is because of a merzi, because it's merzi kiroitzel el chabayim el amokim rochek, like Rav Pirus Svore, before in the Isra of Rishus Harabim, so Memele says no Kavachayma from Traskel. Traskel does not spell out that he's going for a long journey. So that can't be the time. Ve'ein leforish nami, the boy lemeiser b'chotzer otor Rishus Harabim. He says, whatever is also b'chotzer, קדם גבי איש בפרק במאיש גבי בי מלאי גוזר כדסניה בסמך גבי זוג מטיילס אימי בחוצה. Later we'll see that Bahim is permitted to walk around with a bell בחוצה, not בשוס הרב. So you see clear that החוצה does not have the הלוחס of בשוס הרב. אלא נראה לרי דתיימה משום תלכה דשאבס. The time is als tilche. Period. So that is the shaila. What they matter tilche, hutzeirech tzar balachai. Taktoisves, what's the shaila? Ta'afogav de shor yekar tzut peperik beiz de beye. The loch is that a person is permitted to comb or scratch the beheime. Kartzuf is a comb with a big dull teeth. That there's no shayla of chabure. So he's permitted to comb the behemoth, to scratch the behemoth in Shabbos l'chayre. Aye, there's also tirch involved. But al kaponim, they were matter. Let's say it's a balachay. So memeilu says, see, they were matter tirch. So what's the difference of kaltzif or hanoches mardas? So that Taisa says two terutz. Terutz number one. Hosom yesh lo tzar b'yoysa. There, it's very uncomfortable for the behemoth, it's all itchy, so memele, so there's a tzar b'yoysa, so there's permitted, therefore they were matter kaltzif. But this mardas, even though the behemoth is cold, aber, it's nit azoy gefährlich, so memele, that is the shayla. Inami loishori elo b'yontif, avlo b'shabes osa. The Taisa says a second teretz that that's only mutter b'yontif, avul b'shabes osa. Now, between you and me, I really don't understand the chilek between yontif and Shabbos. Mehechi Taisi, there should be a iser tirche in Shabbos, and there shouldn't be an iser tirche in yontif. If the iser tirche comes from the mitzvah of oinig, there's a mitzvah of oinig in yontif also. I found the Bir Haloche brings down a Shita Mekubetzes. The Bir Haloche in Simen Takchav Gimel brings down a Shita Mekubetzes in Beyer. The Shita Mekubetzes in Beyer says as follows, that this Haloche, that they were Mater Kartzuf, is going, the Mishnah Mater Kartzuf is going according to Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva holds that in Meleches Oichel Nefesh Afilu Shel Behem is also Mutter. There's a Machlokes. It's Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosi Haglili. If a Meleches Oichel Nefesh is Mutter L'Tzorech Behem, the person allowed to cook for a Behem in Yontif. So the Shita Mekubetzes and Beyer says the Mishnah that Mater Kartzuf is going according to Rabbi Kiva. Afilu a Meleches is Mutter L'Tzorech Nefesh Behem Toy. So Avadi gives that tirches mutter. So Memelis, according to the Shita Mekubetzes, is Meiridik. So Memelis, that's the chilik. I mean, in Yontif, there's a heter afilu of Meloche L'Tzorech Behemah. There's a heter tirche L'Tzorech Behemah. Shabbos, we don't have such a thing. But the Mishnah Berura brings down that the Shita Mekubetzes is Meiridik Mechudishdik. And they bring Zaraya from the Rambam. The Rambam would pass them like Rabbi Yosi Glili, and the Rambam passed them like this Mishnah. So what is the heter from Kartzuf? I'm saying Tzar Bal Chaim is the heter, not the going according to Rabbi Kiva. So according to the Bir Haloch, if Ashteichnis, if the heter is Tzar Bal Chaim, so Memele, then I don't, if that is the matter, it means in Yontif there's no new Svorah to be matter, not Tzar Bal Chaim. So that's Taisvis Kasha. So what's the difference Shabbos and Yontif? I'm just wondering if this second parrots of Taisvis is like the Shita Mekubetzes that Mishnah is going back in Yontif according to Rabbi Kiva. Al Koponim, we learned one oifen pshat in the sugya. Now let us see how Rashi learned pshat in the sugya. Ma litain mardas. V'loi lotzeis l'shus harabim, elo b'chotza, u'mipnei hatzinen. So we don't know yet what the shayla is. Hachi gersinen, omalei muta, yalav. Omalei v'chima bein zeh lo'oike, ishtik. Eisvei, kasova haide ishtik, mishum d'layashkich bei, he ignored the kasha. Why? The sova oikev nami shori. he holds that an oikef is also mutter. The Bereise says you're not allowed to take off an oikev. If you'll say you're not allowed to take off an oikev, so you're allowed to put on a mardas, the dummy ke ilu tzorich lahatino masri. It looks like he wants to put on a masri. So here Rashi was megala to us what the shaila was. That the shaila is mahu to put on a mardas. Tosfos had mentioned such a svara. Tosfos had such a type of a gzeira, that was a peiris gzeira, that the mardas looks too fishy. That he wants to put it on. So what's the kalvachimer of Traskel? If Traskel is mutter, nras, avadigiv is mardas is mutter, ein schmik leitzer al Sinai. Traskel is take mutter, but mardas is, there's a problem of merzi, ke reitzel eilach abayim lamokim rochik. And here Rashi says a different merzi. Rashi says the merzi is, he wants to put a masi on her. So first of all, we have Tosfos Kasha, what is Shver. And then we have to know what is the Issa of Lito Lesa Oikev. That's also. About to give us this Zichar also. What is Lito Lesa Oikev also for? I mean, Lito Lesa Oikev Zichar is not a Issa of... So how does the Gemara make a Kal V'chomer? Lito Lesa Oikev is one Issa. And so that is also, so this is a Vardi Gewiss also. So Rashi is schrecklich schwer. So Ramesh is a Chaynul of Roche, says, I'm muyim dike Pshat in Rashi. You want to say Pshat in Rashi. And he says Pshat as follows. That is Zichar. The Issa Litael Esa Oikev is Alts Tirche. That Rashi at Mitketan. Alts Tirche. But Rashi did not want to learn like Tosfos that the Shaila of Mardas is also Altstir. Why? Because Mardas involves Tzar Balichaya. So according to Tosfos, the Gush was given the Shaila, but they matter to Tilche B'mokim Tzar Balichaya. Rashi did not want to learn like that. Why? Because Tzar Balichaya, Tzar Balichaya is a deraisa, they talk about... Rashi did not want to learn that there should be a shaila if tilch is mutter b'mokim tzar b'alchayim. That l'chayr is zicha mutter. So what is the shaila? So Rashi says the shaila is as follows. So the shaila is al tzamar esayim. People will think that he wants domi kilo tzorch latina masri. How do we learn pshat in the whole sugya? So he says the shaila is as follows. The shaila is litel es ha'oike. If that is osar al tzilche, now if that is osar al tzilche, so then we have a moira dike kasha. This is called a tzilche, and that's why Chazal asked litel es ha'oike because it's called a tzilche. Now if this is called a tzilche, so the shaila is he's putting on the mardas in Shabbos. Why is he putting the mardas on in Shabbos? So Rashi says, the shayl is putting it on, mipnei hatzine. Nebuch, he sees his chamoyer freezing away. He's putting on the mardas in Shabbos because the chamoyer is cold. But what happened Erev Shabbos? What happened Erev Shabbos? Why didn't he put it on Erev Shabbos? So Pshat is like this, because there's a tirche. We see there's a tirche, these things, it's a tirche, the litel as a oikev is a tirche that Chazal asked to do in Shabbos, so there's a tirche. It is a tirche. So Erev Shabbos, since it involves a tirche, the chamoyer is also, the chamoyer is cold, but for him it's a tirche, so we see klar his priority. Erev Shabbos, he had a cold chamoyer, and it involved a tirche. Erev Shabbos, he didn't bat an eyelash. He didn't put the mardas on Erev Shabbos. Now, Shabbos, all of a sudden, the chamoyer is cold, And though he puts on. So what is the big kasha? What happened there Erev Shabbat? So pshat is, Father Chamoyer, Zainzach, aber wusstet man nicht vergelt, for business. I mean, this is how it's going, that's the merzi already. If he's put, if Erev Shabbat, Erev Shabbat, he was busy preparing Shabbat, he couldn't, he didn't have any business Erev Shabbat to do. So the mele, als the tsar of the Chamoyer, als the tsar of the Chamoyer, he was, als the tsar of the Chamoyer, he was mevater on the tsar, because of the tichir involved. So the mele, so Shabbat, when he's putting it on, so people will think he has something else up his sleeve. People are not so naive. So they'll say, Hastis, that he's doing it because he wants the domi ki ilu tzorich lati nomasi. That's what it looks for the world. So that was the shaila of the Gemara. That means, but the criteria is you figure out if there's an iser tirche, that means if it's not called a tirche in Gansen, if it's not called a tirche. So then the kash is, why didn't he do it Erev Shabbat? So it's a kash, but I don't have a teretz for it. I can't say he didn't do it because it's a tirche. It's not a tirche. So Kocher, Mesami was very tall at rubbing the kigel Erev Shabbat. So Memele, so then people won't be choshit him on Shabbat. But if it is a tirche, so then the puzzle fits in. So people say he didn't do it Erev Shabbat because his tirche is worth more than the tzar of the behemoth. So why did he do it Shabbos all of a sudden? Al kochach, because he has something else up his sleeve. That was the shaila of the Gemara, and that was the taina of Rav Asi Bar Nosson. If there is a tirche, then there's a merit de kemare sai. Bait. Zom again a bissle bait. Huh? So what did the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answered, no, ehad ke rabbe. Rav. Rav holds traskel. Sal mole soirim toimulo bitzavore opionosum le soichoi viyoicheles vetainik baalmuhu. It's a tainik for the chamer shloi titrach lo shuach tzavore lo oret. It shouldn't have to bend down. So memele, according to Rav, so madoch, traskel is mutter, mishum tainik. So this is about the givis mutter. So Taisus had asked the kasha, now how does this come in over here? The whole iser of mardas is, we say people will be choshet him, maybe he's putting it on l'shem masoi, he wants to be matina masoi. So what's the kal v'chaymer from traskel? So Rav Moshe wants to say that what Rav was matter traskel, there's no tzar involved. So why was he matter traskel? So Kochi was matter traskel because he held this is not called a tirche. This is not called a tirche in Ganze. That's why he was matter traskel. So if it's not called a tirche, so then the whole shtick teire falls down the drain. The shtick teire that people are going to say, why yesterday didn't he put it on and today he's putting it on? Yes, it was because of the tilchin, and today all of a sudden has geworden a gewaltige merachem. That's going to be the kash of the people. So, but from Rav, you see that this isn't considered a tilchis. It's a gonish. I feel a l'shem tainig is mutter. So, akoch, they wouldn't be matter a tilchis l'shem tainig. That the chamer shouldn't have to bend down. So, now you get it. So, akochoch pshat is that it's not a tilchin ganzen. If it's not a tilchis, so a mailer is no gzeira. That's how Rav Moshe wants to say pshat according to Rashi. Tzar shel tine mardas mutter. That is the svara of Rav. Now Shmuel holds the izatich involved because Shmuel says traskel is also. Vafal pikein mardas mutter. The tzarohi, because of tzar, now Shmuel goes with a different angle in Gansen. Shmuel says that mardas is mutter, the tzarohi, they were matter the tirche bemokim tzar. Hilchach uchi behochi velav masayuy. So this word velav masayuy is a shrek. How does velav masayuy come in? The Rishash shrek doesn't know what's flying over here, velav masayuy. We're talking about we're going in tachotze. So Rashi is like Havanti, if I say it in Rashi. So Rashi says, Rashi doesn't mean love masi, Rashi means, there's no gzeir, they never made a gzeir. They never made such a gzeire. And the gzeire was, the domi kilu tzorech latino masui, lav masui, people won't think. You have a shtiktere, you have a kashe, it's gone. Yeah, there's a kasha. If a mensch is on a sach kasha. So why yesterday he didn't put it on, why today he put it on? The kasha's on yesterday, not on today. So al koponim, the tzari, hilkech ulchebochi, the lav masi, people won't think that he's doing it lahatino masi. That's how Rashi learned pshat in the sugi. Lishmaite de rav, de shori betrasko. Abe chaveri, kemoi avreich, which is Abba Lamalka, a chaver to the melech. Shmuel kori aryech, Hashem shayeboki bedinim v'shoifet, kemelech ha-shoifet al ha-oret, loshen reiko, reiko is a melech. Like the Gemara, vor Rav Nami Omre, why did Rabbi Zeire tell Rabbi Binyamin ben Zephes that the aryech in Bovor had mati gemacht, the Rav also was mati, the kim, the shari betrasko, koshke mardas, he says, no, that, no, he said that Rasko is also, so Koch is like Shmuel, not like Rav. Maishno me oikev sha'osa litoil v'cholshkein lahanichoy. There's less tirch involved. The nofum me meile, kedektonim, elichem evi lechotso, vo noifum me eilof, so me meile, therefore, they asked this. Kan lechamamo, the second teretz, Rapopis teretz was, madach, zorech lechamamo. Umuter mishum tzar de tzino. So that they were matter. Av netilas oikev eine eloshe yitztane. The whole accomplishment of netilas oikev is that you be able to cool up. Shenis chamemo al yidei masi shenosem iboid yoim. Was kind of masi the whole day, so got very hot. Viloi shokilei loich beslan shayitztane me eilo. It's going to cool off Sivis. Now it's a little hot. Wait a half an hour, you'll see it'll start shaking already. The Amri Inchi that Achamoyer betzkufas Tamos is Eichet Kolik. Now let us see the rest of the Taisus. Oikev shal gabi Achamoyer vim toimer viyatev haoikev viyenayer viyipol kida oma beper kol kisvei gabi hoise behemtei tuune tevel that there's a heter of Nio. So somehow Taisus asked the Kashe, it seems that there would be an easier way to get off the Oikev. Not that the behemoth should be moilach maybe till it falls off. They see there's a cheshbon of Nio. V'eshloim adahosa mayri b'saken. There it's being about there are saken on the animal. Shetuch habayim aliskalko. So there the one matter Nio. Aber mach mesoikim leituch habayim aliskalko. Lekach loy hetiru the heter of Nio. Toilin trasko. According to Rav. Vim toime v'teyosa mishum de mishtamesh bebalechai. Ki heiche da osa la niach neer al gabi dekel b'shabit, mishim da mishtamish b'mechuba. Vi yeshloim da osa menanei hanofim. There the branches shake when he puts on the neer. So that's called ishtamishis b'mechuba. Aval hocha eini menanei abeheime b'kach. So memeila, so there's no isar of ishtamishis b'mechuba. Rav Asi, b'rabi nosen, da boi la meisa, efshe mishim dilma osi l'ishtamish b'balechai. So it seems that Taisus Yeshonim learned the whole sugye, not the way Taisus learned the shailis al tirche, no, the shailis that they were geyser duma osi lishtamish bebalechai. Aryech shem melech, kedasiv aryech melech alosa. So you see, he was a melech. V'noktinon tfei mishal melochim, v'shemuv laboi loshin ari. The shomei the komisayim bo, that Rabbi Yechanan was Messiah that a traskel is also. Zeptaisus lahaloche. Afal gav, the kaimulon kerav bi isuri. Hain le gabi shmu lechudei. But only machlek is rabi shmu. Aval hoche Rabbi Yechanan the kaimulon kevose le gabi rav. Koi kishmu. Here Rabbi Yechanan, that Rabbi Yechanan ve rav aloche ki Rabbi Yechanan, he also like shmu. Period. It means according to the first teretz of the Gemara, we said that could be a fill according to Rav also. But according to the second teretz, the Gemara said they asked netilas ha'oikev because there's not so much tzar involved. But that is not a teretz according to Rav, because Rav was matter traskel shem tainig ba'alme. So if tainig is mutter, avada gewiss, netilas ha'ikiv should be mutter. Mas nisen, which will hear weiter, the insochen and mefarchasin lebeheime, the maisi lekamon, nami pligi ad Rav. The Gemara says later, it's speaking about the bigmar make, and it's l'shem tainig, and it is also. It's also not like Rav. So lehaloche, we don't pass like Rav, ki de perish bekunteres. Zog te Gemara weiter. Meisvei. So we're going to have a lot of halachas, and the kash is going to be from one of these halachas. Lo yetzei hasus bizonov shul. A sus should not go out with a fox's tail between his eyes. Let us see Rashi. What will he accomplish with this? So Rashi says, bizonov shul, shetoilin loy bein einov, Shloyishloy boy ayin. That's a psaskula for an ayin hara. But lemaise, it seems that that is also in Shabbos. It has a teiris masli. It doesn't have a teiris malbush or tachshit. So it's also als masli. Lo yeitze asus bezonov shul. Veloi bezaharurish shebein einov. So on the side we see perish loshen shel zahurish sheteirin lesus mishum noi. So it seems, since it's not Ulchei, so Mamela it's also a Masri. Lo yetzei hazov bekish shaloi. Let us see Rashi. Zaruris lenoi. Bekish shaloi shetoilun loi ba'amosoi lekabel zoiv. Velivdoik minyan riyoiso. So the whole purpose of the Yitzhoa Sakis is for a shimush. She'enoi tachshit loi. It's not as nevateres tachshit. He uses the kiss for his cheshbonis, some amela, that's a hitzo. That is a hitzo, like a personal take out of a handkerchief when he wants to sneeze, hulk upon him. This is not a malbush and it's not a tachshit. Some amela it is also. Layet azov bekishaloi, veloi izim bekish shebedadeyim. Zogt Rashi, bekish shebedadeyim, lekabel cholov hanoitei. So, according to the first pshat, is also, it's a shod, the milk was dripping out from the dadim, so he put a kiss to conserve that milk, it shouldn't be oilach li'ibut. So, it's mamash amasui. Inami shelo yisretu dadeyin ala koitzim shehoyu dadeyin gasin, so memele, so that's why they ask. V'loi poro b'chassoim shebepiyo. A poro is not allowed to go out with a muzzle. V'loi siyochim b'traskelin shebepiyim. This is the halacha which is negeos. Nesayoch is not allowed to go out b'traskelin shebepiyim lirshus arabim. To a rishus arabim, this is osa. But we'll see later, there's a dik, a b'vaisis in a chotzer, it is muta. Okay, v'loi beheime b'sandal sheberagleho. Beheime is not allowed to go out with a sandal. They put a sandal under a glayim to protect the feet. The iser of this is, it might fall off, and dulma osi lasuye. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down, does not mean the iron shoes that we have, that they are nailed to the feet. And the male did is nochshash of dulma osi lasuye. This is like speaking about, it's a sandal that was put over the foot. Something like a slipper, and it could fall off from the behemoth. V'loi b'kameya, and behemoth is not allowed to go out with a kameya. Afal pi shehu mumche. So the havamin of the Gemara was that v'zu chayme b'behemoth me'ba'odom. Now an odom is allowed to go out with a kameya ha'mumche, but a behemoth is not allowed to go out with a behemoth ha'mumche. Avul yoytzei hu ba'agad shel gabi ha'make. The behemah is allowed to go out with a bandage, gabi hamake, ubekshishim shal gabi hashever. Kshishim shal gabi hashever is these are pieces of wood that are holding, if the behemah broke a bone, so it's a type of a cast that's supporting the bone, but it was a splint, that's right. Ubeshilya hamudul delisbo. And a shilya that is in the process of being born makes yechet arayz gain. Upolkinken lozug bitzaboro, and you stuff the inbuil of a bell that shouldn't ring. Okay, now not knowing pshat and all the halachas, habaktani miyus. V'loy sayochin betraskel and shebepiyam lirshus harabim. It says that a sayoch is not allowed to go out with a traskel lirshus harabim. That's a masi, 100%. Lirshus harabim hu deloy ha bechotzer shaper domi. We'll see in Tosfos, and it seems afilo he put it on in Shabbos. So lechayretz akashan Shmuel. My love, the Gedolim. We're speaking about Gedolim who have long necks. And the only purpose of giving them a traskel is Tainuk. So we see klar that the Wamata Tircha Lashem Tainuk. Umishum Tainuk. So the Gemara says, Loi. Biktanim umishum tzal. Now we're speaking about small behemoths that have long feet and short necks. And it's very difficult for them to get down to eat from the ground. So Mamela al Tsarit Mut, this is equivalent to Mardas. Teikanami, Diktonyi, Dumye, Dikameya, Shmamino. It's a shochen with Kameya. So just like a Kameya is, the purpose is, L'Rafua B'mokim Tsar. So here this is also B'mokim Tsar. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Bechseim shebepiyo shechoyis men oiso shleitira besodis acherim shmegim lemokim arisam noitlam oiso heimen." The sandal shebragla shoyisen lo sandal shal matches shloya ziku avon kameya ksav lerfuas choyli mumche sheripik va gimel pomim bezachay bebehem baodom ksal kadayt achaste da kameya koy emrin lekame peg bemei sheyoyt sheodom yoyt bekameya mumche bechalani diktani. So the why not? Because it was a shmata, he wouldn't pick it up. It's not worth it. Kshishim shalasheva behemish and nishba bo etzem oisin lo dafin make splints mikana mikan bekoishchan oisu shom veim amidim etzen shloyonot ona vaona ad. The Merzik man does the lechinge is going to go to the market. So that's why you don't leave the bell on it. My love is Yochum Gdoilum Kama, the Tzavor and Or, Veinlam Tzal lo Shoyach, the Lechum Agabi Kalke, Betoilulam Traskol, the Tainik, the Kosher Lishmu, Ktanim Akabisem, Gvoyim, they have long feet, the Tzavor and Cotton, the Yeshlam Tzal lo Shoyach Agabi Kalke, the Lechel. The Gemara says, Dum Yedikameya, Mishum Choyle. Zaktaitvis, my love, the Gdoilum and Mishum Tainik, Bim Taima, Faktach Toisves, Umay Kushe, Dilma Hochi Mayri Betraskel, Shanitla Me'erev Shabbat. It says the Baim is not permitted to go out into the Rishus Arabim, or Bechot is permitted to go out, but who says he put it on in Shabbat? Avalitla is B'Shabbat, Avala Bechot Zerosa. Fetirat Zedayk, Midinoket Rishus Arabim, Gabi Traskel, Tvei Mishar. Tkunami B'Shus Arabim Mayri. Ala Noket Rishus Arabim, to tell you, Davke Rishus Arabim is also. The Bechotza Muta Becholin Yen.